Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Tea with Ty podcast. It's your host, Ty, and I hope you are feeling well this morning. I am. I'm on the way to work. I am stuck in traffic. It's been snowing lately in Raleigh, North Carolina. So, people are a little bit in a craze on these roads because some of them were closed. Some of them were all over the place. There were accidents on the side of the roads. Yeah, so it's been like a little hectic in these streets of Raleigh, North Carolina. But other than that, I hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to just come back and talk about my 2019 mantra. Last year, I started the year off with the mantra for 2018, and that was back to the basics. What that meant for me was going back to the basics in every aspect of my life, which included finances, which included relationships, which included my career, and figuring the things out that I wanted to do from that basic point of like, okay, let's write this shit down. Like, let's go to the drawing board. What do I want? What skills do I need to have? What qualifications do I need to have? What do I need to learn? Because I felt like I wanted the year to go by so fast. I was so impatient with my growth that I skipped steps. I skipped steps of growth that required me to really pay attention to. So looking back, did I accomplish that? I would say yes. I did go back to the basics emotionally. I did go back to the basics with my career. Now, I would say that I did slip with finances, but I felt like that came in a new way. Like, I got another benefit from that. So it's not always going to be the benefit that you expected from your mantra, but it's going to be something that either teaches you a lesson or propels you into something greater. So I believe me kind of risking my finances pushed me into something greater. But I would say this year is back to the basics for finances. Like, let's just be clear. We're going to get those coins together, okay? So 2019's mantra is owning it. And I feel like I'm at a place where I'm just starting my career, finally. I feel like this is something I could pursue long term. And it's just about owning it. I've been having a little trouble with really executing, really being prepared, really staying on top of my game at my job. And a lot of that came from my insecurities. I know that I have a talent. I know that I have a gift. I know that I am called to do something greater. But if you don't believe that, you're going to doubt yourself in every situation. So not only just my career, but I've been doubting myself in my personal brand and the knowledge that I have to share with the world. I've been doubting myself in relationships, in friendships, in social environments. I've been really like down on myself, and I don't know why. I think it's just like when you get to a new level, sometimes you start to question if you deserve to be there. You know, we all wish to have the seat at the table, but it's like when you get to that table, are you going to acknowledge the fact that you deserve that seat? Or are you going to sit there and be like, oh, well, shit, like, what am I here for again? Am I even qualified to do this? And that's how I've been feeling in these new situations. I recently moved to a new city. These are new people. This is a new career, a new job, just new everything. So I'm like, man, like, am I supposed to be here? And this is crazy because these are the things that I had always wished to accomplish. But when I finally accomplished them, you have to change your mindset. You know, it comes with a new mindset. So this is my new mindset for 2019 is owning it. Owning it. owning it and being so confident within my decisions, within my choices, my actions, the knowledge that I share, all of it. I'm just going to throw it out there as if I just know what the hell I'm talking about, even though I still could use some work, you know? And I think it just, you know, that next level requires more confidence. And I'm learning these things as I'm going. But the reason why I wanted to do a mantra instead of goals are still fine, but I like to break it down from an overall mindset, which is the mantra, and then break that down into small goals in each aspect of my life. So career, finances, and relationships, you know, those are the three important factors in my life, and I hope so in yours too. Oh, and spiritual. So owning it, right? That's my mantra. And if you break it down into those categories, then you're going to break it down again with the goals that you want to achieve in each category of career, spiritual, relationships, and financial. So that's how I want to do it. I think, you know, I'm like a big graph person. I need to write things down, and that's just the way that I could process it, is when it's broken down. But at the top is that overall mantra, that overall mindset that you're going to carry with you through every aspect of your life. So I really want you guys to think about your 2019 mantra, and then start thinking about how you want to apply that mantra to the most important aspects of your life. And once you do that, you will have words to live by, right? So when you go in 2019, in every situation you accomplish, you want to go back to that mantra, owning it. Or like last year for me, it was back to the basics, back to the basics. I know this is going to hurt by you not spending money. I know this is going to hurt by you sacrificing not going out with your friends. I know this is going to hurt, Ty, but back to the basics, back to the basics. What do you need to learn to get yourself to that next level? And that's what I did for an entire year. Even in my relationships, I said back to the basics, Ty. That relationship wasn't working for you. You need to go back and you need to clean up some shit, because you was an emotional mess. So what is it that's causing you to be an emotional mess in relationships? I need you to figure that out. I need you to figure that out. And I did. I figured it out. So whatever that mantra is for you, think about it, write it down, and let's get prepared for the new year. Let's get prepared. Let's start the new year off with the bang. Let's be confident. Let's be great. On my blog or on my Medium, you can go to my Instagram and click the link in the bio. But I wrote about 5 books that would change your life in 2019. So I also want you to go check that out. Click the link in my bio on my Instagram. My Instagram name is Ty Timlett, and you could also follow me on all social media platforms. But yeah, go check that out. Reading is essential. It's definitely changed the way that I live and the mindset that I have. So, all right, you guys, I am closing out. That was a real quick one. Make sure you go check out my other podcast. The last podcast I did, I was talking about online dating, breakups, and relationships. That was a little vulnerable for me. I wanted to go back and delete it the other day because I'm like, man, I think I'm sharing too much. But you know what? It is what it is. It's all a part of the journey. And I'm just glad to be sharing this with you guys. And I'm glad to build this community of creatives, of men and women. That's like super dope for me because I love my men. I'm sorry. Like, I love my men and my kings. They support me like crazy. And my women too. So I think it's all dope what we're building here, and I couldn't do it without you guys. So I'm not sure if I'm going to come back before the new year, but if I don't, let's start the new year off together back in January. And I hope you have an amazing Christmas. I hope you have an amazing holiday and new year. And be grateful. Be grateful. I can't explain it. Be grateful. Don't prioritize gifts. Just be grateful. Be in the moment. And really just be thankful for what you have accomplished this year. All right, you guys, let me head out. I will talk to you later, and be sure to subscribe. Bye.